Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 218 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to make some predictions about the national championship game that will have already happened by the time you listen, but that doesn't stop us. We're going to continue our discussion about low-level goals, and we're going to talk about some new responsibilities I've had at work lately that I've really kind of taken a liking to. We're also going to hear from Melanie about her five favorites this week. Also, remember that if you want to check out some of the things that we talk about and love, you can find a lot of those things on our Amazon shop at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. As always, we're so happy y'all are here, and we hope you enjoy episode 218. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
It has not been an easy week.
It has not. It has not been. It wasn't the best shot at 2020 fun, but
no, it was not. Melanie and I actually just got finished having a really long conversation before we started to record, because we know you don't come to us for a current events deep dive. That's not why anybody's here. And so, but we do want to acknowledge the fact that it's been a really rough week for so many. And we hope you're all in places where you can have meaningful conversations that matter, and you can process and deal with whatever you need to deal with. We were just saying it's for a couple of nines. This is intense.
It is. And I think, you know, it's to me, like, I feel like this, we had approximately 794 soccer games this weekend that I sat out in the cold and watched, but I really did sit and think, and I was like, this is a time where I don't know if you know this, but I've always believed in the small things. Right. I don't know if you know, that's something that has meant a lot to me. But I thought this really is a time like where I'm like, love your family, hug your kids, spend time with the people you love, be in your community, talk to your neighbors. I mean, just be present in your actual world. I think it's so important to show up and love the people around you.
So we're not going to do a recap of the last, you know, however many days in American history. We're going to do our best to lighten your load a little bit on this particular day that you happen to be listening, and just know we love y'all, and we just, you know, hope that better days are ahead.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I personally still believe strongly in 2021. We're all cheering for you. We want you to be 2020 fun. You were off to a slow start, but I believe we can only go up from here. So let's go.
Somebody said last week, I don't know who it was, I can't remember, but that they had tried the 7-day trial of 2021, but they would not like to subscribe. So yes. That feels right. Now, Melanie is a little bit under the weather today. I didn't know when we started to record if we were going to hear from Melanie or what, but
that'll probably come tomorrow. I feel okay. Like Hazel will be here. And in the progression of my colds, where I stand is it's currently all in my head. This is me on like 2 Sudafed. Mm-hmm. By tomorrow, it'll be in my chest. It is not the COVID. It is just a common head cold, because I can smell, I can taste. I do not have a fever.
Okay. Well, good.
We just have a little cold. It may even be cedar fever, because it's been so cold. And like I said, Caroline played, we kicked off our soccer season with this tournament in Pleasanton. It was 6 soccer games in 3 days, which 6 soccer games in 3 days is insanity.
It was not warm.
It was cold all 3 days. It was windy. I can't even tell you the wind. Like, I sent you that picture of myself. I had on like a beanie and a hood and another hood. And I was wrapped like a tortilla. I mean, it I cannot even tell you how cold it was. So, I mean, literally, and then yesterday was super cold here. It's when it snowed everywhere in Texas. I can't even tell you. I feel like everybody in Texas got snow and it literally stopped just shy of the San Antonio city line, which is such a bummer. We got a couple of flakes, but that was it. But I literally stayed in front of the fire with a blanket around me all day yesterday and did not move.
Well, we got zero snow, and I have seen pictures of everyone I know in Texas who got snow, and pictures of everyone I know in Starkville and other parts of Mississippi that got snow, but it stopped a little west of Birmingham. So,
such a bummer. I know. I was really hoping, and we had a couple of flakes, like we saw it come down, but it just never got going here, which was kind of a bummer because snow would have been really fun.
Okay. By the time this comes out, we're going to know who won the national championship.
We are. What are you feeling? What are you thinking? Let's go ahead and say, so people will listen and go, oh, you were wrong or you were right.
I don't know. I mean, we just had a discussion about this a little bit ago. Once we got home from school, Alex is kind of thinking Ohio State.
But
I'm going to say Alabama. Going to say Alabama.
I feel like Alabama. I will say that I think Ohio State's defense looked really good. But given the ACC's poor showing in the bowl games, I don't know if I've mentioned that, but the ACC had a poor showing in the bowl games. I don't know if Clemson wasn't as good offensively as what we thought they were. So I don't know. And I think it also depends on, I mean, poor Justin Fields. You can't tell me that his ribs are not still a little sore.
I can see every bit of that hit in my head still.
I know. And so I think it'll depend. I mean, I don't think that's going to let him slow it. I don't think he's going to let that slow him down. But I just wonder, you know, a couple of good hits by some of those Alabama D-line could just hurt is what I'm saying.
So are you going to cook anything special?
Perry is grilling burgers. So we're doing burgers and then we're just going to do that. And so we're keeping it kind of simple. What are y'all doing anything?
Well, Alex, I think is going to a friend's to watch. And
Carolina's too.
I don't know. I think I may just do like some beef tips and rice for David and me. I have not cooked much lately, the combination of being back at school last week. And then, you know, I have a book deadline. And so, I have not really been living my best life in the kitchen the last week, but so I'm going to try to rebound tonight and actually prepare a meal with my own two hands.
Okay. That's good. I know that's kind of how I was. I'm trying to think, did I cook last week? Last week I did this like Italian sausage, white bean soup. With pasta. I did that one night. Yeah, it's good. It's a good recipe. I kind of do a mix of a couple of different things, but I did that one night. And then I'm trying to think. I think that may have been. Oh, and then I did tacos, just our standard. But I have not really been a whiz in the kitchen. I'm trying to get back up and going.
Well, I texted you this at some point last week to tell you, but it was one day, about 10:30, I got an email that was like, try one of Zoe's family meals. And I thought, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew I was not going to cook. And so I don't know if people have a Zoe's in their area, but I can't remember exactly how much it was. It was not super inexpensive, but it also was more than two meals for us, more than two dinners for us.
Wow.
Because you get I got kebabs. I got 12 kebabs, came with a huge salad and salad dressing, came with hummus with tzatziki sauce, a side of rice, a side of roasted vegetables, came with pita bread. Like it was food 4 days. Oh, and it came with six desserts. So
six desserts.
I know. And you could choose if you wanted chocolate cake, if you wanted a chocolate chip cookie. So in the grand scheme of things, it was two suppers and then some for us.
Wow.
So I'm going to tell you that I know we've been talking about low level goals. We talked about that last week. And
yes, we did.
We've enjoyed that on social media this week, but the Zoe's family meal is another low level goal for me. I'm going to incorporate it more into our routine.
Okay. That's a good, you know what I love at Zoe's, that hummus, you can get their hummus trio. And I love that hummus trio. It's so good. Sometimes I'll just get that. It's like one of my favorite things.
You know what I had for supper last night?
What?
We still had some of the salad left from Zoe's. And we had a bunch of cucumbers, and I love a sliced cucumber.
Yeah.
Especially with hummus. So here's what I ate for supper. I pulled out every cucumber from that salad, and I covered it in I spread some hummus on it. And then I got some of the feta cheese out of the salad.
Yum.
And put that on top of the hummus. And then there were some sliced little grape tomatoes in there. And I put that on top. They were like, it was like a charcuterie board of vegetarian products.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Although I don't think tahini. No, it's vegetarian. Okay.
Yeah.
So it was delicious. I mean, that was just, listen, that was the tip of the iceberg with this from the Zoe's family meal, but that's what I had for supper. It was so good. Okay.
That's a total score. I'm going to keep that in mind because I feel like, because we're right in the middle of school soccer season now. And like, even tomorrow I'm like, oh, we have a game, and it's always right. It's like that weird time of like, do we eat before we go? Do we eat when we get home? Caroline's for sure going to want to eat when we get home. And so I feel like we're in the season of picking up food, and that's a good option because I run out of ideas. You know, we tend to do the same stuff. Hey everybody, it's me taking a quick break to tell you about a new Big Boo Cast sponsor, Monk Pack. Now that the holidays are over, it's so common to set health goals that never actually stick. Or maybe that's just me. But New Year's resolutions of the past, I'm looking at you. When it comes to eating better and consuming less sugar, let's be honest, most healthy snacks don't taste very good. They don't fill you up, and they certainly don't satisfy my cravings. This episode is sponsored by Monk Pack, who makes snacks that taste like our favorite sugary treats, but with 1 gram of sugar or less. That's a total win. Monk Pack keto granola bars contain just 1 gram of sugar, 2 grams of net carbs, and they're only 140 calories. They're great for anyone following a keto lifestyle, but also the perfect snack for anyone who's trying to eat better or cut back on sugar and carbs without sacrificing taste. I'm really trying to eat healthier and choose better snack options during the day, and Monk Pack bars are the perfect solution. I got my first pack of bars and I could not believe how good they were. In fact, I texted Sophie and I was like, these are so good. They're soft and they're chewy, and they come in so many delicious flavors like coconut cocoa chip, maple pecan, and peanut butter. So there's a flavor that fits no matter what my mood is or what I'm craving. And it will probably come as no surprise that the dark chocolate sea salt is my favorite. I cannot tell y'all how good it is. It's the perfect snack for a quick breakfast, between Zoom calls, or a late night treat. In addition to being keto friendly, the bars are also gluten-free, grain-free, plant-based, and non-GMO with no soy, trans fat, sugar, alcohols, or artificial colors. They taste so good, and you can't beat the low sugar nutrition or taste they provide. And by shopping online, you can avoid another trip to the grocery store, which y'all know is my favorite, by getting Monk Pack delivered right to your door. Try it for yourself and you'll see. And we have a special deal for our listeners. Get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and entering code BIGBOO at checkout. And Monk Pack is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll exchange the product or refund your money, whichever you prefer. To get started, just go to monkpack.com. That's MUNKPACK.com and select any product. Then enter the code BIGBOO at checkout to save 20% off your purchase. Monk Pack, delicious, nutritious food you can count on. And we thank them for sponsoring the Big Boo Cast. Now, speaking of low-level goals, I have a low-level goal for myself.
I'm so excited.
I really have appreciated it. Like, I laughed because even today, one that I reposted was somebody was just going to, they were going to make sure they hung a decorative dish towel from their oven door. And I thought, this is what I'm on board with. Like, that's easy. And, you know, different people, I mean, the one that was revolutionary was somebody was going to start marking the date on their chicken broth that they used and put in the refrigerator. And that that's one well was done. Like, nobody had ever even thought about that. It was so good. But mine is, so I've read 2 books since the new year started.
Well done.
I know. Well, and that's one of my low level goals for myself. I want to read more books this year because I was a bad reader last year and I don't know why, but I'm really trying. So I finally finished Titans, which was the, Lila Meacham book I'd been reading forever, which I loved it. It was so good. Once I finished it, I was like, I don't know why. And then I finally started and finished The Dutch House by Ann Patchett.
Ann Patchett.
Thank you. I finally finished that and it was so good and so well written and so interesting. But I thought, here's what I'm going to do, because last year I tried to go back and I was like, what books did I read this year? And I couldn't remember. So this year I'm keeping a list of books that I have read on my phone so that I can reference it and know what I have read.
And you will feel so accomplished at the end of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of what I thought. Cause I was like, that way I'll know, because a lot of times, and then people will say a name of a book and I'm like, have I read that? And now I'll be able to reference it and go, I haven't, or I have, or whatever. So my goal is to read more books and also to keep a list of them.
So are you doing it just in your notes app on your phone?
Oh yeah. I'm not doing anything fancy. I mean, I know I could go to Goodreads and do a whole thing, but that I'm not going to stay. But if I just put them in my phone, then I, you know, I'll do that.
So what's up next?
I think I'm going to do, Summer of 69, which is Ellen Hillenbrand, just because I had bought it late last year
for something. I've seen that cover a thousand times.
Yeah, and I actually let Gully borrow it because I was like, I don't know when I'm going to get to it. And she said, oh, it was pretty good. So I think I'm going to read that next. And then it feels like I had something else on tap after that. But anyway, I can't remember. But that's where I'm headed right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Well done.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about it.
Well, I have neglected to inform you, I think, and everybody about my latest round of responsibility at school.
Which is?
It started before Christmas and has continued. I have been covering in the library. I am basically a fully trained librarian at this point, but without any of the education or qualifications or certification. But other than that, I have really, I feel like I have found maybe a secondary calling on my life as the librarian. I'm only going to get to do this like one more day.
Oh, but that's a shame.
It's one of those things where at first I was like, oh, I don't know about, I mean, I'll help out however I need to, but I don't know. And then, like within 4 days, I was, you know, if y'all could get me that tub of books over there, I'm just going to check those back in the catalog. Yeah. And then if we could just alphabetize them to go ahead and get those on the shelves. It has like whatever tiny bit of a one wing I have, it comes into play when I get to work in a library is what I'm going to tell you. I mean, like you just, there's such a sense of order and
yes,
and completion and how can I help you? Let me go look in the inspirational section and see if I can find that for you. Okay. Let me just check. Like it's, I don't know what it is, but I have loved it. Loved it.
Now, do they still use the Dewey Decimal System is my question.
Yes.
Okay. They do. Okay. And then do you still have a card catalog or is it all digital?
No, it's all online. You log into the card catalog now. I mean, I'm sure there are still card catalogs in some places, but ours is all online and you type in the title and then it gives you the call number. And, I mean, obviously in a high school library, most of our books are biographies and fiction and then like historical stuff. And we don't have, you know, just every kind of interest imaginable, but oh my goodness. And you see, you see so many different people that come in looking for their book and I don't know. I just,
I like that.
I really feel like one day when I don't work anymore, like I might volunteer at a library a couple of days a week. I can't even tell you. And I think too, honestly, because 2020 was, I don't know if you know this, it was a little off the charts.
Yes, it was.
The library is so orderly and everything has a place and it makes sense. Like everything makes sense in the library.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's good. And see, that's good to know that somewhere in the world, that place still exists.
Seriously. Like there's so much order there. And that's honestly because we have a really great librarian, but I have appreciated having some time. It's also very quiet. It's so quiet.
Very peaceful.
So anyway, I just wanted to let y'all know that apparently at this stage in my life, I have discovered something new that I really enjoy. Again, I'm not at all qualified and I probably am messing things up way more than I know, but it is enjoyable.
Hey y'all, it's me here to talk about HelloFresh. You can get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store, which is a total win, and makes home cooking easy. It's fun and affordable. I can spend so much time trying to figure out what to cook each week, and then I find myself just cooking the same things over and over again. I'm looking at you, tacos.
especially during this first part of the year when life gets so busy. We're full on in the middle of soccer season, which means I need quick, easy dinners. HelloFresh is the perfect way to make that happen and still have a delicious dinner for Perry and Caroline. HelloFresh helps save time, money, and stress. They offer convenient delivery right to the doorstep for easy home cooking. I just got my most recent delivery last week, and it was the best way to get me back into a routine of cooking. I made a delicious shepherd's pie that was topped with these cheddar mashed potatoes that I cannot even tell y'all how good they were. It was the perfect comfort food on a cold night. And later that week, I made some crispy pork flautas that my people loved. It's so easy to cook a delicious dinner without all the guesswork. You can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in about 30 minutes or even less. Gully is even thinking about getting HelloFresh for her college-age son because what a great, easy way to learn how to be a good cook and make sure that your child is eating healthy meals. You can get a variety of delicious and nutritious meals delivered. They offer so many options every week, and there's something for everyone, which I love. Low-calorie, vegetarian, kid-friendly recipes, and it's flexible. You can change your delivery days or your food preferences, and you can skip a week whenever you need to. Go to HelloFresh.com/BigBoo10 and use code BigBoo10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/BigBoo10, and you can use the code BigBoo10. You get 10 free meals, including free shipping. You'll love America's number one meal kit just as much as I do. Well, it's funny that you talk about that because I saw something, as it was somewhere, somebody put on social media that they said, do kids today, when they watch The Breakfast Club, even know what Judd Nelson's doing when he's mixing up the card catalog? You know how they're all in detention and he's just like rearranging? Because I mean, don't you remember just like, you would just look through that card catalog, like trying to find like all the right stuff and what you were looking for? And it's funny because I've been thinking about that because Caroline is writing her senior research paper right now.
Yes.
And kids today don't even know. They don't even know. The trials of microfiche and having to find something on that, having to go through the card catalog to find out that the only other book that is on your book is, you know, checked out.
Published in 1934.
Yeah.
Yes. The first class I had to take in grad school was a class called Research and Bibliography. It's where you learn research methods. And I mean, we would have to get books from other universities because they weren't, Like a library can't hold all the books, right? So if there was a book that you wanted, you had to fill out a form and they'd get it from Ole Miss or from Southern Miss or from wherever. But what these kids have now at the tips of their fingers is that the information they have access to is amazing, but still super important. I would say, I was talking to somebody about this last week, so important to learn how to identify good sources, reliable sources, academic sources, because, you know, some guy's blog from Iowa is probably not going to be your best academic move if you're writing a research paper on the symbolism in the Great Gatsby. I don't know.
Maybe
he's an expert, but...
Perry used to have a friend or had a friend that used to say, like, he liked to look, if you wanted to know bad information, just look it up on the internet, you know, then you knew for sure that it was wrong. So I feel like we've gotten a little bit better, but it's like, you know, just check your sources because you can Google it all. Cause I remember, cause I went to high school in Beaumont and so Lamar University is there. So we would go to the Lamar University library.
Yes.
And I mean, you want to talk about a card catalog, but good night. It was overwhelming to try to find what you were looking for.
Yeah. And you never felt more efficient in your whole life.
No, because
you had your bibliography cards and you had your notes cards. I would go to the community college in my hometown when I was doing a research paper. And I mean, I was basically a reporter. I was basically,
oh, for sure.
You know, I was on the hunt for the story. Anyway,
it's highlighted, underlined.
Oh, highlighting. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, and I actually, and I promise we'll abandon this nerdy topic shortly. I was teaching English when I taught 11th grade. My favorite thing to teach was the research paper. I would bring everybody folders and highlighters and post-its and you know, all the office supplies that we might possibly need. And I don't know. It was just, for me, it was the most fun. And so to be able to spend time in the library has not been a bad thing.
Okay. Well, there you have it. That's good. Mm-hmm. Look at that. A new skill.
Yeah. Well, skill might be strong, but a new interest for sure.
There you go. There you go. Now I watched yesterday while I sat in front of the fire and did not move. I finally watched Soul.
Okay.
I loved it. I thought it was so good.
So glad. I'm so glad.
Yeah, I really did. It took me a little bit to get into it because I was like, what is this that I'm watching? But I kept watching it and I really did love it. I love the message of it. I love the whole thing. So we may have to talk about that on a Patreon coming up.
I would love to.
But I did really like it.
It's like two movies in one, kind of.
Yeah, it is. It really is. So, but I really liked it. And then the other thing that I watched on Amazon, which I had been seeing, is Sylvie's Love. Have you heard about this?
I have heard about it and I have seen trailers for it over and over again, but I have not watched it yet.
It was really cute. It felt like an older, it's because it starts in the 50s because her dad owns a record store and she ends up falling in love with a saxophone player who comes to work at the record store. And it's kind of their love story over the years. So it feels like a movie that was made a long time ago in a way, because it has that kind of beautiful and like the soundtrack and just the whole thing. But anyway, I really liked it. So that's another really good one, just if you're looking for something to watch.
Okay.
Hey, it's me taking a quick break to tell you about Native aluminum-free deodorant. It's a great addition to your 2021 routine because Native cares about what you put on your armpits. That's why their deodorant's ingredients include things you've actually heard of like coconut oil and shea butter. Another plus, none of their products are tested on animals and almost everything is vegan. Native is risk-free to try. Every product comes with free shipping within the US plus 30-day returns and exchanges. And they have options. Native has a line of sensitive deodorants for people with baking soda sensitivities, plastic-free deodorants if you're trying to cut down on your plastic consumption, and even an unscented option if you're all about your natural scent. And if you want to try something a little different, check out their rotating seasonal scents. Those have been some of my very favorites. You can even subscribe to Native so you'll never have to sweat about running out of deodorant again. Make the switch to Native today by going to nativedeo.com/bigboo or use promo code BIGBOO at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/bigboo or use promo code BIGBOO at checkout for 20% off your first order. We are thankful to Native for sponsoring the Big Boo Cast.
Well, my other bit of exciting news, besides my my new interest in the library, is that I finally, as I attempt to heed all the hair wisdom from Melanie that she has offered over these many years, I finally purchased the Living Proof Dry Volume Blast.
And?
Let me tell you something. So I got my hair, because I got my hair cut and colored this past weekend. And this morning I dried my hair. I mean, I put all my normal stuff in it and I dried my hair. And then after I had, I have to pull it up in a clippy and for a little while, that's your key to volume around the crown, everyone. And and then I took it down and I sprayed that dry volume blast in there. And I'm going to tell you, it could have been 1990 and I was getting dressed to go to a formal. My hair has not known that particular breadth and width in, I would say, 2 decades.
Yeah.
What it did, I mean, I was like, whoa. I mean, and I had to tame it, you know, like I had to tame it to get it to where it was not a spectacle. I didn't even know my hair could do that. I'm telling you, and I have short hair, but it was significant. But here's what I really loved about it was I think it's even better than hairspray in a way. Not that I always have to have hairspray like for my bangs, just to keep them from falling in my face. But in terms of my hair holding a certain degree of volume during the day, like hands down, so much better than hairspray.
Oh yeah, for sure. 100%. Because I used to always use Kenra hairspray at my roots to kind of get a little volume. But with the Living Proof, the dry volume blast, I don't. I mean, and I'll tell you, here's another tip is I'll spray it. I'll put my hair up in a clippy and then I'll spray it where that clippy hairline is. leave the Clippy while I'm finishing my makeup. I mean, it does not play around is what I'm telling you. Like if I had to get, if I was asked to be in the Mrs. Texas beauty pageant.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly right. That's exactly, if that's, if you want some height and you want some hold, because I, you know, my hair is, I don't know if I've mentioned this, my hair is very fine.
Yes.
So I can get some volume in it, but it's hard to keep it there. You know, it just tends to get, but not today, not today. It did not, it did not fall flat during the day. So you know what you're talking about.
Well, and I feel like once you put it in there, like later on in the day, you can even kind of give it a little zzz, like just with your fingers, and it's almost like it reactivates it, you know, like you just kind of get in there and, well, I'm so happy. I'm so happy that it worked out for you. I have to tell you about, I had a getting ready misstep, a mishap today. I had a beauty because this is what happens when you don't get dressed, you know, when you don't, whatever. So I had a speaking, I had to film a speaking thing today. So I had to get up and do like full hair, full makeup, like the whole deal. And so I haven't gone to have my eyebrows done in probably 2 months, which is a tragedy. And so they're a little unruly. So I'd kind of tried to shape them last night and kind of get them whatever. And so this morning I was really kind of paying attention to like penciling them in, you know, kind of filling them in with my Anastasia Brow Wiz that I like to use. And so I was doing that whole thing. And then, you know, you and I both have, didn't we get in our FabFitFun box? We both have that clear, it's, I can't remember the brand, but it's a clear eyebrow gel.
Yes. It's Anastasia brow.
Yeah, it is. The clear brow gel. So I've gotten to where I really love that. So I was like, okay, I'm going to put that in because that'll kind of help them stay. Cause you know, it's windy outside. I certainly didn't want them to get all windblown. And so I went to put it on. So I opened up the tube and I was putting it on and I was like, this is really severe. Like this looks really dark. I don't understand what's happening. Oh, I had pulled out a tube of mascara that was in a very similar tube and I had coated my eyebrows in black mascara.
You look like Norma Desmond.
This is how those little old ladies in the grocery store that you look at and go, oh, why didn't somebody tell her? I'm like, it's because she thought that was her clear brow gel and it was black mascara.
I have grabbed the wrong tube before and caught myself, but I totally get why you did that because it's shaped just like a mascara tube.
It is. And I have a new mascara that actually I think I got from Thrive Market. And so it's in the tube, like it looks identical, like, and it's not marked and it is a good mascara. I can't remember which one it is, but I mean, I just did it. And so, I mean, I had to, so then I'm in a rush to get ready and I've got these dark black eyebrows that are very severe. So I was trying to get like Vaseline and the rest of my makeup's done. So then I'm like trying to get Vaseline and I've got a Q-tip and I'm trying to like just go along. And then it was like, they were slicked down. So then I look like Gomez Adams. I was like, this is just.
So how'd you fix them?
I finally just got I have a microfiber cloth that I used to take off my makeup a lot. And I finally just got that. And I just had to kind of like, I just ran it along them a couple of times. And then I tried to brush them because it was like I had to dry them out. So all I'm saying is if you watch the tape of me and if you see me doing a talk and you're like, her eyebrows are a little severe, just know that was the day I put black mascara on my eyebrows.
Well, you know, when I was doing Weta Wednesday, certain filters affect your eyebrows in different ways.
Yes.
And so there are some filters that I would use, like doing an Instagram story where it would make my eyebrows look like they were like an inch tall. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like you think, well, what did I do? But
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, it was a whole thing. I'm telling you, it was not good.
Glad you were able to remedy the situation.
Yeah, it was bad times. I was just glad that I at least was not in so much of a hurry that I realized what I had done because that could have been really bad.
Hello, everyone. I'm Melanie Schenkel. These are my eyebrows.
They look like my Aunt Fina.
Golly. Now, did you ever, because you said at one point you were maybe thinking you might have another eyebrow pencil need. Did you investigate?
No, I really haven't. I've just been using my Anastasia Brow Wiz and it's fine. I actually think that what I like the best, and I'm going to go back to, and I just haven't ordered it, is I had gotten Anastasia, the brow gel.
Yes.
But with a color, it was like the soft brown. And I think for a quick eyebrow, I think I like that better than the pencil.
Do you know what? I just remembered that this morning I sent a Voxer to Jamie Golden and asked her if she had a suggestion for an eyebrow pencil. I'm going to listen to it right now. And I'm going to tell you what she said.
Oh, listen, this is like breaking news.
Hold everybody. 1 second, please. Oh, wait,
it's a really long message.
Well, it's 4 minutes and 40 seconds. So I think Jamie had several suggestions. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll listen to it after and okay. I'll put her suggestions in the show notes. How about that?
That would be great. That would be lovely.
So, cause I feel like she's a reliable, she tries 100%. A lot of products. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. If there's a good one out there, she's going to know about it.
Okay. I had a question I wanted to ask you that I thought about this weekend. And it was about towels.
Oh, okay.
Like, do you have any towels that you really love?
You know what? I actually got some towels that I love and I got them from Target, and I'm going to go back under my past orders and I'm going to tell you what they are. But I think here's the tragedy. I think if I understand right, I think they've quit selling them. But I found them. I want to say I found them through, I like following things I bought and liked
on, yes.
Tybal on, Instagram.
Yes.
And they were her recommendation. I think they were Fieldcrest, but they were from Target, but they're super thick. And I really, really liked them. And how I actually got the bath mats too.
Okay. How do they do, like, just do you wrap your hair up in a towel?
Or do you Okay. No, I do. And they're a little thick to wrap my hair up.
Okay.
In. It's fine. Because I bought little microfiber towels and different stuff before. And I just don't ever end up using them. I just end up using a towel.
That is at the core of my dilemma is that we have some really thick towels that are nice, but they're too thick to like, because I like to put my hair in a towel and then like do some things, you know, like I'm going to fix my cup of coffee. You know, I may sit at the kitchen table for a while, whatever, but when they're really thick and heavy, it's not comfortable. And so I was really thinking in terms of, I haven't tried the microfiber towels, but I was just thinking, is there an ideal towel that would be absorbent for my hair, but not too absorbent? Because, you know, that's the whole thing. If your hair gets too dry while it's in the towel, then you're doomed when you fix it. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, now Caroline is a big fan, and I will say we have several different versions of the microfiber hair towels that you get on Amazon. There's not like a certain one necessarily, but they're lightweight and they do work. I just am not good about keeping them around, but she uses them because her hair is curly. Mm-hmm. And so they're supposed to be really good, like anti-frizz. They're supposed to be better for your hair. So, I'm sorry. We got a lot coming. Caroline's coming in. Babel's shaking. We got a lot happening right now. But I would look into one of those microfiber hair towels because they do absorb more. And I think that they're better for your hair in the long run.
Okay. I'm going to try one. I'm going to do that.
And a lot of them have like a little button where you can like make them into like a little turban and they stay.
A button? So,
yes. Where you can like put the button through to make it all stay instead of like just tucking that towel in. Yeah, I know.
I didn't even know.
Yeah. So then you could walk around with that and it would stay secure. Cause you know, that's a lot of times, you know, it comes undone. You see, like I'm looking now, there's even a microfiber hair towel wrap. It's a fast drying hair turban. Like it looks like you just put it on like that with your hair all up. Maybe that's what you need to do.
All right.
Hey y'all, it's me taking another quick break to tell you about New Calm. Stress, sleep, recovery, whether we're in the gym or at work or at home, these things shape how we perform. I know I need to get more sleep at night, and I definitely need help managing the stress of 2020 and now 2021. Do better, 2021, and all the challenges that this last year has brought. One thing I've added to my daily routine, and it's helped make a noticeable difference for me, is New Calm. I use New Calm twice a day. At first, I continued to have to take my melatonin, but after the third week, I decided I didn't need the medicine any longer, and I stopped taking it. I'm now using New Calm only before bed. It makes me relaxed, calm, and tired, and I sleep like a baby. It really does help me relax and sleep better and calm my mind. It's so imperative to your health and happiness to be able to manage stress and not be managed by it. New Calm gives you the power and control to relax and recharge anywhere, anytime. You can own the day with New Calm. New Calm is the only stress management system of its kind, clinically proven in over 1 million sessions to improve your sleep, reduce your stress, and boost your recovery without drugs and side effects. The New Calm system uses cutting-edge neuroscience and consists of 3 non-invasive and non-pharmaceutical items, all of which are included in your monthly subscription that costs less than a daily cup of coffee. The whole process is easy to use and to work into your daily routine to achieve better sleep, reduction in stress, and boost in recovery. Do what I did. Own the day with NewCalm. We have a special link set up specifically for our listeners. Go to bigboonewcalm.com and get 50% off your 30-day subscription of NewCalm and their money-back guarantee. That's bigboonewcalm.com. bigboonewcalm.com and get 50% off your 30-day subscription of NewCalm. Thanks, NewCalm, for sponsoring the Big Boo Cast.
All right, so it's your turn for five favorites.
Okay, I'm ready.
Do you have five favorites for us?
I do have five favorites. So the first one goes with my New Year's low-level goal to read more books.
Okay.
And that is, I don't know if I've mentioned it, but I can't see anything anymore. And so even by the bright light, and a lot of times at night, like in the living room, we like to have the lights kind of dim. So I'm like, but I need to be able to read. So I had bought Perry a while back and I started using his, but I ordered my own, a rechargeable LED book light.
Okay.
And I love it. It clips on your book. It's got like a little neck thing that you can adjust. You charge it on your computer. It's got different levels of brightness. And so you can have your little book light and read your book.
Delightful.
So I don't have to worry about where I'm sitting anymore on the couch, because unless I'm right under the lamp, it's really hard for me to see.
You don't ever read in bed, do you? Do you?
I don't. You know, I used to. It's funny because when I was single, when I was a single girl, 25 years ago, love to read in bed. I would like read in bed constantly, but now Perry goes to bed before me and he doesn't like the light. So I never read in bed.
I just wonder if the book light.
Yeah, that's true.
Would facilitate, you know, I read on my iPad. So I just turn the dimness on my iPad down and I can still read in bed. That's actually where I do the bulk of my reading.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not good at sitting. And I will get in the bed an hour early so I can read.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good at like sitting on a couch and reading. I don't know why. I don't know what it is. I can't concentrate. Okay. So,
well, I've had to retrain myself to do it because that's mm-hmm. where I sit and read. But it's like, but I have to make myself, like, it really is a conscious effort to be like, okay, I'm going to get off Instagram. I'm not going to get on Netflix. I'm going to sit and read, you know, like,
yeah.
So.
I think Laura Tremaine has said that before, where if you have trouble reading, then just like set a timer and read for 20 minutes, but to practice the habit. Maybe I need to do that with sitting on a couch instead of getting in the bed to read.
Yeah, I don't know. Or just stay in the bed. I mean, I used to love to read in the bed. It's just because it just doesn't work with our lifestyle because Perry goes to bed so much earlier. I think I would have to literally read for 2 hours in bed. If I could talk about reading a lot of books, but, yeah, I just because if I got in bed same time as him and tried to read, I would be reading for hours.
Right, right.
So anyway, that's my first one.
Okay.
My second one is because I had a thing today and I had to get dressed. And I don't know if y'all know this, but to me, quarantine and all that has pretty much ruined my ability to like really put together an outfit and look put together a lot of times. And so I love, and I've told you this about this one, and I think I put it on Fashion Friday, but there is a sweater on Amazon that's like an oversized tunic that's like it's a knockoff of the Free People Ottoman tunic.
Yes.
And it's called the Anrabes Batwing long sleeve sweater. And it's just long. It comes in a bunch of colors. You can wear it with leggings. You could wear it with jeans. It's soft. It's comfortable. And it's $36.
I'm looking at it right now and I don't feel like I have, how did I miss this? I don't feel like I have ever seen this.
I thought you ordered one. Didn't you order one when we were together? I thought you got one in light pink. I thought
that did not look like this. It was not the same fabric. It was not, because I did not like the fabric of what I got when it came in. I took it back. It was not, this looks like it is very soft. And maybe I looked up the wrong thing that time I ordered.
Maybe so. But one I love. I have it in that bright turquoise color and I wore it today and it makes you feel like you're dressed up, but you're not really dressed up. You know, it just works.
Did you wear it with leggings, the bright turquoise?
I did. I wore it with, I have those black, like kind of faux leather leggings from American Eagle. And I wore it with those and with booties.
I got those in just like 2 days ago. Oh. It took them forever to come in, but I did get them in. I like this navy blue color. So, yeah. but you're saying it is soft.
It is soft. I mean, it's not like super soft, but it's like kind of, it doesn't feel sweatery. You know okay. what I mean? Like mm-hmm. it's kind of, I don't know, but it's not itchy. Like you can totally wear it by itself and it's comfortable. So it feels almost like a cross maybe between like a sweatshirt and a sweater.
It's darling.
Yeah, it's real cute and it's just easy. Like, in fact, I think I want to get it in white now.
I was just looking at the white, but you know, I look terrible mm-hmm. in white. Look
well,
terrible.
And you know, I really need another white shirt. So it's probably good that I can right. add it to my collection.
Right.
So anyway, that's my other one, but I do like it because it even looks cute. Like you could wear it, like I dressed it up today, but you could easily just wear it with like leggings and sneakers and it would be a cute look that way too. So it okay. does not have to be dressy. So I really love that sweater. It's a great deal for under $40.
Okay.
My other is, because we have all kind of had head colds around here, is I love eucalyptus oil in my diffuser, but I have discovered lemon and eucalyptus oil. Mm-hmm. It's combined. It's one oil. And it's, so it's a little citrusy plus the eucalyptus. And I think it's my favorite of all the oils.
Okay. And where'd you find it?
Just on Amazon. It's like okay. now it's like, I know it's not a Young Living oil or whatever. It's like now that brand, but it's lemon and eucalyptus. It's on Amazon and it just smells clean, but it also smells like refreshing. And when you can't breathe and you've got mm-hmm. allergies, it just, I don't know. I really like it. And sometimes I'll add just a little bit of lavender to it too, because I had actually read that lavender and lemon and eucalyptus is a really good allergy fighting combination in your okay. diffuser. So I really like the way it smells. And it kind of gets rid of, especially if you cook, because like our house, I feel like can hold like cooking odors. Like if I cook something, you're like, I'll get in bed at night and I'm like, why does it smell like onions? You know, like it still, it smells like chicken in here or whatever. So it does a really good job. If I keep it going in the kitchen, I feel like it does a good job of absorbing other odors.
Okay. All right.
So that's my third thing. And then my fourth thing is also head cold adjacent, which is I had been looking at them forever because we like the Puffs tissue with Vicks in it because yes. it's refreshing. And so I bought this acrylic tissue holder to keep in the kitchen because I hate having that ugly Puffs box on my kitchen counter.
I have an ugly Puffs box right now, right next to my stove.
Yeah.
I mean, and right next to my oven.
Yeah. And they're ugly. And so this
is valid.
So this one is clear. And so the bottom just comes out. And so you just take your tissues out of your ugly box and you put them in this. And so then you've got a pretty clear holder. So it doesn't look nearly as offensive. I mean, don't get me wrong. It doesn't look decorative, but it looks better than the ugly cardboard Puffs box.
Okay. All right. I love that. I haven't even thought about the addition. I remember at one point you said you were looking for an acrylic tissue holder
uh-huh.
or you mentioned that you wanted one, but it has not occurred to me to get one, to dress them up a little bit.
Yeah, I know. I like it. I like the way it looks. Mm-hmm. It's very aesthetically pleasing to me in the whole okay. scheme of things. So
I'm so glad.
And then the next two things are one favorite thing, but kind of combined. So I really debated. I didn't know what I was going to do this year in terms of like a Bible study or for a quiet time or whatever. And I kept going back to like, I just want to read the Bible. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to do a study. I don't want to whatever. I just, mm-hmm. I don't know why. It's just, I just straight up Bible.
I think we go through waves with it. Sometimes you really need the voice of a teacher and sometimes you just need scripture and sometimes you need a combination of yes. both. I think it just depends on whatever sort of you sense is important to you that year.
Yeah. And I think that it's like, and I'm not doing any speaking this year that I know of because mm-hmm. you know, nobody's doing events really. So it's not even that, but I think as I'm thinking about like, am I going to write something else or what would that be? Like, I don't need somebody else's voice in my head.
Right.
Like I just need mm-hmm. to be reading the Bible.
Totally get that.
So I had seen a lot of people recommend the Bible Recap by Tara Lee Cobble.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a guide to read the Bible in a year, but you read it chronologically. And she uses the ESV version. And so you read every day, like she gives you your reading and then she basically recaps it for you. Like
I have several friends here in Birmingham who have done this and loved it.
Yes, I'm super excited about it. Like, and I did not start on January. I started on January 5th, I think, because I was like, you know what? God knows my heart. I'm not going back and reading for, I'm not going to try to catch up for 6 days. I'm just going to start where I am and I'll finish next year on January 5th or whatever. But I really have loved it because I like reading it, and then I like kind of taking my own thing from it. And then I like having somebody else explain to me, like, look how this, because it pulls out stuff. She pulls out stuff that I wouldn't have noticed necessarily sometimes, you know, or like a good recap where I'm like, I didn't know that. And that's just in Genesis. So I'm like, when we get into like some hardcore, like Leviticus and Numbers, you know, it's just to have somebody break it down a little bit. Mm-hmm, I like that. So, and I've noticed it's back ordered on Amazon. But I just got the Kindle version because I thought I'm just going to have it on my computer because pull it up and do it that way. But then the other thing that caused the catalyst to do was I was like, number one, I'd been wanting to get an ESV Bible because I don't have one. The Bible I've been using is NIV. So I had kind of been wanting to switch to ESV for a while. But, you know, with the Bible, you're like, oh, it's got all my stuff and whatever. Yep. Well, it became really apparent to me at church probably in about December that I thought, you know, I just carry this Bible to church. And even with my glasses, I can't see anything in it. Like, I can't read it. So it's like I'm just carrying it. Like, it's just my purse. You know, like, it doesn't do me a bit of good.
Right.
Like, and I would open it up to whatever scripture our pastor was preaching from. And then I would just have to look at the big screen because I was like, I can't read it in my Bible. So I finally ordered myself an ESV large print Bible.
Listen, good for you. There are 50 times where you have to embrace where you are. This is one of those times.
It is. I've got to walk in humility. Mm-hmm. And so, and just acknowledge where my shortcomings are. And that is one. My eyesight is failing. I believe David talks about that in the Psalms.
Are you going to go to the eye doctor and get real glasses?
I'm sure I need to. I mean, But the good news is if I'm wearing glasses, then maybe you can't see that I've mascaraed in my eyebrows. Maybe it kind of hides that.
That's right. Listen, you got this large print Bible now. You can put the eye doctor off for a solid 2-3 years at this point. I mean, you've really teed yourself up for success, I feel like.
It's going to be, I feel like I never will forget when I was little, my family, my nanny, my grandparents had a lake house and my nanny always wore glasses, but she had just gotten like a new prescription. And she was like, she looked across the lake one morning and she just got her new glasses. And she goes, well, those are all individual trees over there across the lake.
How about
it? I feel like that's going to be me. I'm going to be like, well, who knew?
Oh, bless it.
Oh, so yes, I do need to go to the eye doctor. I keep saying that, but anyway, but in the meantime, my large print Bible and Jesus are going to get me through. Yeah. So that's it. So those are my favorites for the week.
That's a great list of favorites. Well,
thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I tried to add, I had a little diversity in there, a little bit of something for everybody.
All righty. Well, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry.
I know you can't help it.
No.
You can't help it.
I know.
All right, everybody. Well, we'll be back next week with Listen, we talked about towels this week. Maybe next week we'll talk about dishcloths. We're just going to continue to come back with the best of the best content.
Don't forget about the card catalog. We also talked about that.
Our research papers in high school. Y'all, listen. You know, we do what we can. We do what we can.
We're just here to entertain the masses.
Mm-hmm. We are. All right, everybody. Well, we hope you have a good rest of your week, and we will talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.